You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Tuesday to you. Yeah, how about Monday? That sucked. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go around. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go around. So I have everything, like, when I leave, like, I'm pretty anal about it, right? I have, a spreadsheet checklist. That's right. So anyway, everything's fine. I'm in Nevada, working on some post-traumatic winning stuff and business development. And I go to fire the thing off, and I can't connect to my computer. In 3 years, it hasn't happened to me. So I don't know what happened. So I think it's the system, right? Maybe the connection. But lo and behold, it's none of that. Yeah. And so, let me tell you what happens in the world of computers. You know how your computer updates? Sometimes that stuff messes with power settings and stuff like that. So I got home and my computer was asleep. I look at my power settings and they say, never sleep. Welcome to my house. So I don't rightly know what happened. My computer was asleep, but it doesn't sleep. So that's a problem. So, yeah, so off the air state. And I'm pretty good at improvisation. I would tell you that I am a master of improvisation. Right? You learn that, right? In life, right? And so, you know, no is never the answer, right? No is never the answer. We can do it. We just have to find a way. So I'm not easily deterred from that kind of stuff. But yesterday, I have to tell you, I was defeated by it. Technology got me. So, good Tuesday morning to you. But I will tell you this, today, exciting day, right? Exciting day for a couple of reasons. Last night, I got home, I wasn't supposed to come back till tomorrow, but I had to come home, right? So I get home last night about 9:30, and I had to go pick up Jack and Joe, the canine events. So, we got here and I sat down and started doing some work and I get an email. Yeah. From the U.S. Trademark Office. Yeah. Kaboosh. Congratulations. Official United States Publications. Wait. United States Publication Trademark Office. Confirmation. U.S. Trademark Serial Number 882-59673 Post Traumatic Winning. Boom! It's official, man. Post Traumatic Winning. It is an official trademark. Yeah, in the United States. Hello? That's legit, man. That's straight up legit. So that happened last night. And so that was one thing. So I get here, I'm like, what the hell happened? So I didn't know. I'm like, did the power like flicker? Because if the power flickers, your computer goes off, right? Does it restart itself? Somebody got to restart it. So I thought, well, that could be the only thing that happened. But it was, well, it wasn't because it was asleep. So anyway, but then I saw this, and this is happy. Then let me tell you one other great thing happened to me that had been bothering me, and this is stupid kind of stuff, life stuff, but I bought a mouse that I like. It's a Logitech ergonomical machine of a mouse. It's got a trackball on it that I like, and this thing's got like a little holder to it. And you can flip the holder based on the angle of your hand, so your hand doesn't get all jacked up, carpal tunnel syndrome and all that kind of stuff. And so I had one, and I normally put it in the same place in my backpack every time. This time I was in a hurry, and what do? I just slip it in there. Well, in the course of moving and jumbling, one of the little buttons, something gets underneath it and kind of springs it upward. When I stick it back in, for whatever reason, it doesn't function right. The left button, which is the dominant button for me as a right-handed person, the left button doesn't work. I mean, it'll kind of like, it'll identify the, you know, like it identifies the object. But I can't double click. And that's been going on. That happened 2 months ago. And the thing's like, it would cost me about $110. I mean, it's not a cheap mouse, right? It's a robust mouse. It's a legit mouse. And so I bought another one. Cause I gotta have my shit. So I have this mouse just sitting here and it pisses me off. Okay. Cause it doesn't work. And I'm thinking, look, those buttons must get sprung all the time. There's got to be a way to fix it. So I tried to fix it before, and I couldn't. But last night, for whatever reason, after I got the trademark thing, I see the mouse. Now I come home, I take the mouse I use every day, I take that with me. So there's another mouse that I have. It's a cheap version of a trackball mouse. Okay, so I have that hooked up to the computer. So then I look at the other dormant mouse, and I'm like, so I decided to get serious. I put the headlight on, right? The light with the strap that goes around your forehead, and then it goes over the top of your head. So I put that son of a bitch on, and I'm like, I turn it up as bright as it can. It's an LED light. And I take the mouse, and I spring it all the way open, and I look. I'm like, damn it. But see, before that, I thought, you know what? I was trying to sync the secondary mouse on the primary computer to the laptop, but for some reason I couldn't sync it. Right? I couldn't couple it. So I'm screwing with it. And then it dawns on me. I can take the dormant mouse and I can flip the buttons. So the right button will be the dominant button, right? And that button works fine. I'm like, okay. So that's what I think. Let me look at this son of a bitch again. So I look at the mouse. The good button, I kind of pop up. I press it back down, and it works. And now I'm looking at the bad button, and I'm messing with it, and it's still not working. So I pull it all the way up, and then I snap it down. And guess what happened? It worked. Yeah, I have two functional mice. How excited am I for that? Answer, extremely excited. So I'm like, I'm excited today. Then, let me just tell you something. So I'm in Las Vegas, right? And let me just tell you something about Las Vegas. I'm not a Vegas person, okay? Right? But, I mean, I like see stuff occasionally about it on TV. I'm not certain what I expected. I think I expected to see kind of, I don't know. If Las Vegas is this cross section of the country, we got some issues. First of all, like everybody buys their Las Vegas clothes, right? What a shit show. Seriously. You would think that there's no mirrors in those hotels. Zero. None. Like, what in God, what in God's name? And all you women out there, your responsibility is to make sure that he doesn't walk out, right, looking like a friggin' test pattern gone wrong. Yeah. Who the fuck pays $110 for a mouse? Really? That's entitled High Roller. Well, I mean, if you make your living, like, with those are your tools, why wouldn't you want a good one? Why would you buy, like, why would you buy low-rent shit if you want to do quality work? Yeah. Hey, just so you know, you don't get to trademark something, right? If you don't got something. And if you're going to make something, you got to have the tools to make something. That's right. That's how that works. Okay, so don't start hating on my $110 mouse because I got two of them. Yeah, boom. I'm like dirt fucking poor. And I got $200 mouses. That's right. Got it. Hey, you got to do the work. Do the work. So anyway, back to Las Vegas. I mean, if that's the country, we got some serious, serious fucking issues. Okay, now I know everybody's like going to get their Las Vegas thing going, right? But some clothes, honestly, are not appropriate. And the other thing is, hey, man, you got to get out there and do some PT. Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. It's like, wait, where are the people I see in the movies at Las Vegas? Like, are they behind a partition someplace? Because this is not good. This is no bueno. Yeah, so just a comment on what I saw, the shit show I saw in Las Vegas. Okay? Yeah, it was not, let me tell you, it was not impressive. If a Martian landed and looked around like, whoa, the Martian would say, we need to get the fuck out of here, man. I don't know what happened, but it went wrong. It went wrong. It went wrong here. So, one of the things I like and what I enjoyed was driving back home. I like to drive on the freeway. And I'm a good freeway driver. I'm one of the best freeway drivers in the country. Yeah. And so this Mercedes guy wanted to race me. But I'm like smart freeway driver. Yeah. And I didn't really want to race him. And I didn't really race him. But you know what the average speed between Southern California and Las Vegas is? It's got to be somewhere between 85 and 90 miles an hour. Yeah, you go. And okay, memo to all you shitheads that are driving 65 or 70 in the left-hand lane. Get the hell out of that lane there, people. I mean, come on. I mean, 70 miles an hour between, and they're just sitting there, hands 10 and 2 on the wheel, staring straight ahead. And you drive by and you kind of look. And I try not to give dirty looks. I'm just curious. What driving instructor, like, told you to get in this lane and stay there? And don't move. And go 70. What do you want, trying to get rear-ended? Because you know the people going 90, you know they're texting while they're driving. You're gonna get rammed into the other lane. So anyway, that was moderately enjoyable on the drive back. And then I have a couple other comments. First of all, I need some help with a lyric, right? Have you heard the song Rockstar by Post Malone, who's white? It doesn't make any sense to me, but yeah, Post Malone is a white guy. And this is the song, okay? Stand by for music. Oops, that's Ariana Grande. That's not her. This is Post Malone. If I can play it. Yeah, that song, it's called Rockstar. Hey, shit was Shit was legendary through a TV out the window at the montage. Okay, like, I guess. That's what rich people do. Right? But I'm listening to the lyrics driving home yesterday. Right? And I can't understand part of the song. So, if you know these lyrics, shoot them to me. Right? Because I don't understand. Right? Hold on, it's coming up. And so I want to understand. Because it sounds, I don't know what he's saying. But it sounds, whatever he's saying, it sounds really cool. So, I want to know. So anyway, I'll play it for you here in a second. So, and I played it for myself. And here, this part right here. Not that part. Right here. I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that. Your wifey say I'm looking like a whole snap. Green honey's in my face, I got old racks. LA bitches always asking where the coke is. Okay, so that's my question. What the hell is that guy saying? So, anyway, I have a comment about the Democratic Party. Joe Biden leads Bernie Sanders by a margin of 2-1 in the latest polls that I saw. And it got me to thinking about the Democrats. And, you know, if you look at the Democrats, the party of corporal punishment Kathleen, she wouldn't be so unhappy with that. My mom wasn't a socialist, right? The Democratic Party used to be the party of the working people, right? All over the country, the working people, the Democratic Party. My mom was, I mean, she would argue with my dad. He didn't talk politics that much. He didn't really give a shit. I mean, my dad did one thing in life. He's a one-trick pony, right? Baseball. What? Politics? Yeah, his advice to me, he took me voting the first time when I was 18. They changed the age to 18. I think I was 19 in whatever year. 1976? Yeah, 72, 76 was Jimmy Carter was running, defeated Gerald Ford. Right. So anyway, we go to vote, and you know what he says to me? He says, vote for whatever candidate you want, and then vote no on everything else. Why? That way they can't raise your taxes, and you always know what's going on. Like, okay, right? Are you kidding me? But my mom, and she's a Democrat, she would argue, you know, whatever. So, you look at look at the candidates, some of the Democratic candidates, the ones who get the most publicity, where do they come from? And what I want to illustrate is the divide in the nation, and the divide that obviously these Democrats don't understand. Okay? Sanders is an, you know, East Coast liberal from Vermont. Now, he's kind of the outlier. Go down the list, right? Elizabeth Warren, Kristen Gillibrand, right? Nancy Pelosi, not a candidate, but a leader, right? Gillibrand from New York City, Warren from Boston, Pelosi from San Francisco, Schumer from New York, Kamala Harris from San Francisco. I mean, all the biggest names in Democrats come from, right, these islands that are liberal, you know, fortresses. Okay? Well, guess what? The country is not a liberal fortress. The country, I mean, go to rural Nevada. Go to rural Utah. Go to Montana. Go to North Dakota. Go to Minnesota. Go to Oklahoma. Go to Arkansas. Right? And get outside the big cities and talk to people. And what you're going to find is you can't win the presidency when you run that far left. Right? And the country looks at you like Kathleen would have looked at you and said, what? Yeah, and that's why you see Joe Biden, right? My mom would have said, well, he's kind of stupid, right? And he needs to stop touching people and making jokes about it. But he is the last link, really, between what the Democratic Party used to stand for and where it is today. And he's beating Bernie Sanders by a margin of 2-1. With his touchy-feely and dumbass comments that he made after that. I mean, it's stunning, right? It's absolutely stunning. So what's the message in all of that? You know, to the Democratic Party, right? And I'm a fan of them, but let me give you some political advice. Now that I have a trademark, because that makes me legit. Yeah, I'm going to put post-traumatic winning, and then with the little T next to it on my business card now. Yeah, boom, bitches, it's on. So anyway, let me give you some McNamara, you know, political consulting advice. You got to get back to the center, because we're not changing to the popular vote in the way we elect a president. You want to know why? Because most of the smaller states that have large rural populations will never agree to it. So that change will never happen. So your candidate can win the popular vote every fucking year. And you won't win the presidency. You want to know why? Because you can't win the center of the country on that crap. But again, just illustrative of that is just this disconnect in our country that's not going to go away because of the electoral college system. It ain't going away. You have big city liberals that own the cities, right? And they are from what? AOC, whatever, you know, that Cortez lady, right? She's from New York City. Right? I mean, there's this, you don't find her getting elected in rural Pennsylvania. And that is not an insignificant part of the country. That's who elected Donald Trump. Yeah. Donald Trump and all his craziness, they elected over Hillary Clinton. So what's the lesson in all that? Let's run further left. Let's win the cities by bigger margins. Guess what? It doesn't matter. You can win California all you want. You can't win the nation. So anyhow, I just thought I'd share that with you. One other comment before we get going here. Today is going to be an awesome day of radio. Yeah. On a show that does awesome stuff, you're going to hear an awesome day of radio. You're going to hear Lieutenant General Paul Van Riper in the first installment of a series called On Discipline. And let me just tell you, we recorded this last week, and it is awesome. I can't tell you how much fun I had doing it. I served under General Van Riper. He scared the shit out of me because he's that kind of guy. And to talk to him and get to know him a little bit before and afterwards was an absolutely wonderful experience. But most importantly, the best part of this is this conversation is a conversation that ought to be listened to by every leader in the Marine Corps. I'd say by every Marine. And this series is going to be like that. Because these guys have served for long, long periods of time, right? 40 plus years, most of them. Okay? They've seen the Marine Corps in war. They've seen the Marine Corps before it went to war. They've seen the Marine Corps coming out of wars. They've seen the Marine Corps between wars. And they've seen all those different permutations of how the Marine Corps turns over. And because the Marine Corps is such a young force, there's constant turnover. And so you'll see, and they've seen it. So what do they believe, guys who fought? And you're going to hear General Van Riper say some interesting stuff. I mean, in his year in Vietnam, he has 75 Marines in his company, right, that were killed in action. 75. Over 100% of the company were casualties. So between Purple Hearts and KIA, over 100% of the company was casualty. Pretty amazing. pretty amazing. And so, so I can't tell you how excited I am to bring to play that initial installment. And I would tell you, share it with your friends because it is absolutely awesome. And what people get to hear is, people get to hear, you know, guys like General Van Riper, and then you know, hopefully General Bedard's coming on, General Mattis coming on, General Halleck coming on, and then others will come on. Because it's good, so it will become an awesome library to leaders, civilian and Marine, and how discipline factors into organizational success. And how do you achieve organizational discipline? What do you do? How do you do it? So anyway, it's an awesome interview. And then after that, Grant Newsham is going to come on. Now, China's been much in the news. And the trade war with China, much in the news. So obviously Grant should come on, right? So you don't have to be a genius to figure that out. So we're going to talk about that. And one of the interesting things in the issue that we talked about, we recorded it Sunday, is why can China even compromise? What? Yeah. Okay. So look, here's China's economic system. Okay. Forced economic transfer, right? So, Max, now that I've got a trademark, if I start All Chinese Marine Radio, I have to go to China, I have to get a partner company, and they have to have my technology. I have to share it. That's how you do business. Your partner there, the domestic company, right, your partners. So, and then everything that transferred goes to the Chinese military. They take a look at it. Yeah, we don't need it. We don't need anything he's got. He just got a second mouse to work. So we're the one that sabotaged the first one. Anyway. We're watching him. He bad mouses too much. So anyway, so forced technology transfers, right? The institutional theft of intellectual property. Okay, we're not talking about guys copying CDs in some mud shack, you know, out in some western province of China. We're talking about a economy that's built on stealing technology from around the world, right? And then bringing it to China. So what happens, okay, now the world, you think the world's watching these negotiations? You think Great Britain? You think France? Right? You think Great Britain? You think France are not paying attention to this? You think India is not paying attention to this? Japan, South Korea, all the major traders with China, Australia. So, if the Chinese compromise and say, okay, we will no longer allow the theft of intellectual property. If they say, yeah, that forced technology thing, we thought it was a good idea, but we now understand that it violates too many things, blah, 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 blah. What happens to their economy? Because their economy is built on extortion. Okay, we're going to give you access to our gigantic demand for whatever you do. And you're going to be able to sell into China. You're going to add more revenue to your workers. You're going to expand businesses. It's going to be good. Right? And then they slowly but surely, like a boa constrictor, squeeze the life out of you. They get you addicted to their crack, and then they start squeezing you. And then they tell you how you're going to treat the Chinese culture in your media. Then they're going to tell you that they don't like dissidents at universities and they're going to get them fired. All shit they do, right? All shit China does. They're going to buy firms in Hollywood and they're going to define what goes on in the movies because they want to write the picture of what China is, right? Yeah. So anyway, it's really, so can they even, can China compromise on the things we're talking about? And if they do, then what? So let's just say that they did those things. Are the other nations of the free world, who ought to be at the table with the United States, saying the same thing, banging the table, are they going to come to China and say, we want the same deal? We want you to stop your predatory economic practices on our nation as well. So China in a conundrum. What do we do? And what President Bush and President Obama, by avoiding this confrontation, they just put the world in a poorer position. But you're going to do the confrontation at the peril of your own presidency, because you're going to have to go through this. So it's a necessary confrontation, but you're going to hear Grant talking about that today. So interesting stuff. So, I'm fired up today for a number of reasons. And I got my second mouse back. So good morning to you. The United States Marine Corps band makes it official. Here's the line I didn't know. I ain't with the cakin'. I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that means. I have to decode this. I ain't with the cakin'. How you kiss that? Question mark. Your wife, you say, I'm looking like a whole snack. There you have it. That's what I wanted to know. Right? Here, let me see if I can find it. It's coming up. Right now. I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that. Your wife is saying I'm looking like a whole snack. Now it makes sense to me. I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that. What does that even mean? I'm a little nervous to be saying that. Your wife be say I'm looking like a whole snack? Anyway, so yeah, I was listening to that on the way home. This is dedicated to all the people in Las Vegas. Okay, first of all, buy a mirror. Okay, next thing, get out and do a little physical training. Okay, a little PT, never hurt anybody. And all you women out there, one of your responsibilities is to dress your significant other. Okay, and I am telling you, like, if you're listening, you're in Las Vegas, you are failing. Yeah. And that whole Vegas costume that people are buying, you need to pay attention to that. You need to pay attention to that. That place was a shit show yesterday. So this is dedicated to everybody there. Okay. Time to get your shit together, boys and girls. That was brutal.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
I just found out what caking means. Yeah. Yeah, I'm on Post Malone, man. I'm on that song. I'm trying to figure it out. What's he saying? I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that. Caking means always seen talking to, hollering at the same person. Stop caking to that girl, man. Why are you always caking? Second definition, urban type, means to be with your boyfriend, girlfriend, and be all up on each other, lovey-dovey. To be all into your spouse in a sweet way. To talk really sweet to yo girl or guy. Talking soft to someone you're interested into, like a girl or a boyfriend. Talking all lovey-dovey on the phone. Alright. Caking, meaning. It means to spend or devote a large amount of time to a girl or a group of girls. This includes flirting, talking on the phone. Well, I guess it could be. That's a pretty narrow definition. All right, time to check the weather. Yeah, hey, I'm just getting smart. I gotta do some caking on the weather now. Whoa, cloudy in 58 in Quantico. What's up with that? It is 70 degrees under cloudy skies at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. 75 and sunny in 29 Palms. I can tell you it's going to get warm there today. Cloudy in 63 at Pendleton. Okinawa dark cloudy 78. It's a little bit warmer there. Hotspot on the map is the Al-Anbar province of Iraq. 97 degrees late in the afternoon there. But it's a dry 97. That's what we used to say. Hey, it's 124 out there. But it's a dry 124 out there, so you got that going for you. In Afghanistan, during the evening, cooled off, sundown, 87 degrees. That's right. And in the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area of Southern California, cloudy and 62. In Afghanistan, I remember getting to 99 degrees during the day, and I was talking like, how could I ever have thought this was hot? It's beautiful, 99 degrees. And again, in long sleeves with pants on and boots. Right. It's beautiful. Somebody get me a sweater. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll check news headlines. And Iran. Like, what is up with Iran? Do you think Iran, do you think those guys, do they want to go to war with the United States? Because it's not like we're going to go invade Iran, right? We'll just wreck it. But, like, do you want that? I mean, so they close the Straits of Hormuz, so we get our aircraft carriers out of there. We sail south, and then we blast away, man. We blast away. Because clearly, the fight between Iran and Saudi Arabia, you know, Iran, much bigger country, Saudi Arabia is its own shit show. I don't know that they could do anything right. Right? And their young idiot prince, that Mensa. Well done, bruh. Anyway, yeah, he was the future of Saudi Arabia. Nice job. Anyway, but yeah, Iran, like what the hell? So we'll talk about that. All right, we'll take a break. You'll hear Peyton Davis, who I spoke to Peyton Davis on the way home last night. She's fired up. She's doing a little bit of traveling, and so great to hear from her. And hoping to do, I think she's going to be able to come out and be a part of Post-Traumatic Winning in July. So in June, Post-Traumatic Winning goes to, where does it go? Goes to 29 Palms. Yeah. Camp Wilson, out in the dust. That's right. Boom. With the 25th Marine, so fired up about that. And they'll go to MCRD in July and try to put together a public event. And down there with a friend of mine, Tim McGarry. Trying to do the public event, which is what we started in Jacksonville. So do something in San Diego, hopefully with first responders, with local nonprofits, and we'll see where that's going. So big things on the horizon. And Peyton Davis can be part of it, and hopefully there's a bigger role for her down the road as the Post-Traumatic Winning Foundation, which will be a 501c3 corporation, stands up. The other thing, let me tell you one thing before I get out of, well, I could do it during the news, but, and I'll save my comments for them, but let me tease it. I'm fired up that, excited type fired up, that the Attorney General announced somebody's going to investigate that whole dossier bullshit. Because let me tell you, if the people who started that, right, if that was all done for nefarious reasons, and it looks to be, and they could do all, they can unload all that into the government and impact the government for what, 2.5 years now? Somebody better pay, it's, in my opinion, somebody ought to pay for that shit, because the message, a message needs to get sent that, yeah, you want to fuck around and do that kind of shit? Right? You get caught doing it, you're going to go to jail. I believe that. I believe that. And if it leads to Hillary Clinton, she can go to jail too. But that's bullshit. That's straight up bullshit. And I saw that today. I saw that little headline. I was like, yes. Get to the bottom of that. Who started that shit? Who started that shit? Who peddled it? Who got it to who? And I, well, now that I'm talking about it. And so the Democrats who've been just can't get enough of it, right? Well, now I guess as we head towards closer to the election, now I guess the headlines are going to go the other way. And you're going to see all the names of these Democrats that were involved in this shit. And let's just see where that goes. Yeah. But I'll tell you what. So if it's all a ruse, and at the end of the day, you know, there was no conspiracy with Russia, and at the end of the day, the president was pissed, and he's stomping around, and he's throwing his tantrums, and he's on the fringes of, obstruction of justice, or as, 700 prosecutors say, if he wasn't the president, he would be indicted. Well, guess what? He is the president. Okay? So that's the way the game gets played. It's like the Electoral College. You might not like it, but that's the simple fact of life. So, but I saw that. I was like, man, I love that. Let's find out. Let's get all those people, right? Nelly Orr, Bruce Orr, all the people that put their hand on the, she called him. And then her husband at the Justice Department, he communicated with so-and-so at FBI. They went into a meeting. It's like, are you shitting me? So anyway, yeah, it's that whole, and again, I don't like Sean Hannity. I don't like it when the truth doesn't matter. I don't like people on the left, Rachel Maddow. The truth doesn't matter on those shows. Just scream as loud as you can and spin your propaganda. And are there elements of the truth in their shows? Absolutely. Where it goes is disgusting. Right. Yeah. So All Marine Radio, in spite of its foul language, is about the truth and it's about enlightened discourse. If you haven't figured that out, that's why you listen. So let me tell you, it's a compliment that you listen to this program. It means you're smart. Holy shit. It's 8:48. Yeah. And I don't like that kind of stuff. And I don't like Sean Hannity being right. But that whole thing is gross and disgusting. And somebody ought to find out where it came from. And then you deliver it to an ass clown like James Comey, who has the moral courage of, I don't even know what. I'm trying to think of something that doesn't have any moral courage. Right? So Comey has his chance to do his job and look the President of the United States in the United States in the Oval Office when he told Jared, go away, son. Door closes. He looks at Comey. He begins to talk about the investigation. Comey, as the Attorney General, has a moral responsibility to his office, to the people he leads, and the nation, because he took an oath to look at the President and say, I cannot talk about that with you. Right? And if you continue, I have to leave. If you leave, you'll be fired. Okay, then you can fire me. But he didn't do that. He went and he wrote memos and he had a meeting and they talked about it and they strategized. Bullshit. That's the kind of game playing stupidity that was going on at the FBI. And then you add all the other layers. You had the investigators. You have Bruce Orr. You have his wife involved. I mean, it's just, somebody ought to get to the bottom of that. And then if you lied, if you perjured yourself, you ought to go to jail. And I know it'll be like a rich white person's jail that Michael Cohen's going to, where you wear leisure suits and you walk around for a few years and write books. But I don't care. Send their asses to jail. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on this Enlightened Network. I have no time to do the news, but such is life. But more of this program coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. Are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Yeah, joining me in San Diego, P. Davis.
I wanna drive fast till I break down in nowhere, so I can find me cry these tears when I reach there. I scream, yeah, I let it all out.
All right, top stories in Stars and Stripes right now. Headline. U.S. plans call for 120,000 troops as conflict begins with Iran, according to a report. The Pentagon has drafted a plan to send up to 120,000 troops to the Middle East in the event Iran launches an attack on U.S. forces in the region or restarts its nuclear weapons program, the New York Times reported. It's just a war plan, folks. It's not like we invented this thing, right? It's been worked in practice and worked in practice. We had one for Iraq that called for somewhere between 300 and 350,000 troops in case of a war there. But Iran is, there's coastal cities. And then, you know, if you look where geographically where Tehran is, right? Right, you don't, I guess if you want to, do you want to? Just wreck it. Just wreck it. Just wreck it and tell them, hey, what we should have done in Afghanistan, if you stack two bricks on top of each other and we don't like it, we're going to knock everything over. Okay? And you'll be destroyed. Okay? And we can do it forever. Trust us. And we can do it to Iran forever because Iran would be just like Iraq. We would destroy their air force. We would destroy their radars. And then we would have complete freedom of movement in the air. Now, Iran's probably a little bit more advanced now than Iraq was. The Russians would be in there. So the casualties probably on the air side will be higher. But we won't change the outcome. And we should sink every one of their ships. We should destroy every one of their airplanes. And we should blockade the son of a bitch. Yeah, but anyway, that's just a war plan, right? It's not like, oh, hey. Anyway, but, I mean, look, at some point, Iran, you're going to move missiles to threaten our troops? Are you kidding me? Second story, cultural shift is keeping talented mothers in the Navy. The career in intermission program is one of the series of changes the Navy has recently made to be more accommodating to working parents in the effort to retain talented sailors. Surveys show the top reasons people leave the service are the Navy's impact on family and their ability to have or adopt children and a work-life balance. Let me just tell you this. I think this program is something that's been advocated for in the Marine Corps. And I don't think it's a bad idea. You know, women who want to pause their career, kind of go into the reserve and then come back on active duty. I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing. We were talking about one day and the point is I'm supposed to be a Marine officer. I just had two children in the course of 3 years. My body has been right in a different place. And now am I going to be professionally humiliated? You know, but I'm expected to be a leader. I'm expected to be a Marine. So anyway, is there a program that I could pause my career and then come back? You know, is the Marine Corps even interested? Right. And I know her name's going to come to me. Her grandpa was killed in World War II. She's an intel officer. And then, but again, she expressed the same thing. She said, there's this movement in the Marine Corps. It seems like the Marine Corps doesn't have any room for women. She said, I'm not interested in being a guy. I'm completely fine doing a female version of the physical fitness test. I don't want to be a guy. I don't want to be a grunt. So anyway, interesting stuff. Next story. No evidence of shots fired following a lockdown at home of U.S. forces in Japan. That would be Yokota Air Base. In an interesting little twist, North Korea accuses the U.S. of robbery after seizing a cargo ship, demands its return. Right. All we need is the rim shot for that one, right? Anyway, so that's in Stars and Stripes. Top stories in Marine Corps Times. And then we'll take a break, and then you'll hear the first of our series on on discipline. So Lieutenant General Paul Van Riper. So, and it's an awesome interview. So, top stories in Marine Corps Times. It's still one about boots. There's one about optics. The oldest Medal of Honor recipient. Bob Maxwell. And passed away at the age of 98. Next story. Navy SEAL scheduled to plead guilty in the strangling death of an Army Green Beret Staff Sergeant. One is negotiating a plea deal. The other one is pleading guilty to strangling him. Bird strike causes more than $2 million damages in Japan-based Marine Corps F-35 Bravo. Hey, the thing costs a ton of money. Right, you strip the threads on a screw on that thing. I'm sure it's going to cost you $100,000. Patriot missiles, amphibious transport dock deployed to deter Iranian threats. Uh-oh, putting Patriot missiles on an amphibious platform. Yikes! 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 All right, we're going to stop the news right there. That is a look at today's news, all right, very briefly. What you're going to hear next is a work of joy for me. And so we'll take a quick break. On the backside of this, you'll hear Lieutenant General Paul Van Riper. So whatever you do, don't touch that dial. Shoot this link to your friends. It'll be up momentarily. More of All Marine Radio coming up next. The first in a series called On Discipline. Next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.